I'm one of those who loved you. Did you ever really know? I told you many times, but you had ways of being slow-witted. Maybe on purpose, because you couldn't tell me so. I was one of those who loved you. One of those who had to go. I'm one of those who misses you. Is missing you a sin? I catch Issei Miyake, your scent upon the wind that blows down empty streets lined by trees with empty limbs, and I feel a familiar ache that the years have not yet dimmed. I am one of those who wants you happy. Have you learned yet what that means? If you have, could you please tell me? I'm not as happy as I seem to be from all my press releases, the ones you may have seen. I put up a good front these days, but the truth is more routine. I'm one of those who is a stranger, 24 years since we first met. If I ever really knew you, you're a different person now, and yet it doesn't stop me thinking. Only aids me and abets to make a mockery of you, a crude marionette. I'm one of those who loves you, even if we're now at odds. Even if you hate the thought of me and we'd fight like cats and dogs, you'd be just who you want to be, and I'll stay an old fraud. I'll never quite forget you, but I'll keep up the facade. I was one of those who loved you.
Well, hi, and welcome to my Art Updates podcast thingamabob, or whatever this is. If you're a complete stranger and don't know who I am, you are free to listen, I guess, but I'm making this podcast for people who know me, so it may not be super interesting for the general public. If this is your first episode and you haven't kept up with me since I left Canada, I suggest going back, listening to the very first episode, the first update, before jumping back here. But hey, you know what? You do you. So updates this week are a little sparse on the ground. Without going into exhaustive detail, I got sick this weekend. He can probably hear it in my voice, and had a bunch of family stuff that wiped out Saturday through Monday. Tuesday, I spent putting out fires that sprang up on the other days. So I'm recording this Wednesday morning. Let's see. Okay, YTG March Showcase, Winter Show, whatever we're calling that. We've decided, finally, to adapt Jekyll and Hyde. Not much beyond that yet. Our first rehearsal is in 2.5 hours, so we'll see what happens. I mean, from when I'm recording, not necessarily from when you're listening. As I said, I'm recording this Wednesday morning just before I have to dash out. I spent most of yesterday, most of Tuesday, tinkering with the YTG website and getting the temporary pages up for the show, and also the sign-up forms for anybody who wants to join the ensemble or work on some design or admin aspect. Okay, anyway, if you want to see that work, you can just check that out at ytg.jp. For all its warts, I designed that site myself. So you can go look at what could be accomplished by someone who can kind of build a website. All right, podcast updates. Nothing really, no editing time so far this week for the Wayward Readers podcast, and still looking for a new cast member for Does It Hold Up? Other stuff. I did some more revising of old poems. You heard the result at the beginning of this podcast. That piece called, quite obviously, I Was One of Those Who Loved You, was written, actually, I wrote that as a song, but I have gained too much humility about my skill as a musician over the last 20 years to subject you to that version of it. So I gave you my sick voice, poetry reading voice instead. Okay, what else? So this past weekend on Sunday, I was on a trip around Suzuki Ward in Yokohama. So I shot photos on that. So that was with the nonprofit that I volunteer for, and they organize events for international families. So I'm in this position of like, I want to show you guys the photos. I want to post them, but I don't want to publicly post them as say like a link in the show notes, because you know, it's families. So people's kids are in those photos and I don't really want those. I don't usually make those available to the general public unless I get permission I mean, a lot of my creative time is spent on this kind of photo stuff, not just shooting, but like editing, which takes a while. So I would like to showcase them to a wider group. So I'll have to come up with a solution for that. So let me think about that. And then maybe one or two updates from now, I'll have come up with a solution. But other than that, actually, I think that wraps things up this week. No other major life updates, just puttering along, trying to find a new way to rent myself out since all my current jobs don't pay out until May. So that's always fun. But sorry, I forgot to mute my phone. You can hear it going off in the background. Apparently, I'm very popular in the last 30 seconds. Okay, that's it. I will catch everyone next week. Hopefully, I'll be able to release a bit earlier. All right.